All right, now on the fifth quarter show, we're joined by Carrollton boys basketball coach Wade Proffitt. And coach, your boys are playing in the Salisbury tournament, and you opened it against a very good Meadville team, a 9-2 Meadville team, and you lost 38-30, but that game was really a lot closer than that.
Yeah, it was. We struggled in the first half. I mean, it was a defensive battle in the first half. I mean, 18-6 was the score, but we responded, made some adjustments in the second half, and the boys really came out and executed on the offensive end. And we talked about, you know, just chipping away, and we were there. I believe it was a 5-point game with about 40 seconds left, and we had the ball, and we got two shots up from behind the arc and able to make it bring it down to a one possession game, and they just didn't fall. So, like I said, they battled really well on Tuesday night against like what you said, a really good Meadville team, and I'm happy with the defensive effort. Anytime you can hold a team that's averaging in the 60s down to 38, you know you had a good night on the defensive end.
And last night in the Salisbury tournament, you matched up with South Shelby, you come victorious 36-31, and the defense played pretty well in that game also.
Yeah, our defense has been really good this week in this tournament. You know, that's one of the things, you go to different schools and you got different sight lines. You know, it's just something that the boys get used to, but you know, defense can go anywhere, and I was really proud of their effort last night. We were able to do some things in a matchup zone and cause some pressure on South Shelby's guards and get out and run in transition, which helped us out a lot. There were times that we were able to get some steals out in the backcourt and turn those into easy buckets, and we've kind of utilized that energy to kind of pull away there in the fourth quarter, knocking down some free throws. I know Kate Harris hit some real big free throws for us at the end. Gavin got really big steals at the end of the game in the fourth quarter to kind of extend the lead. And like I said, I'm proud of the effort that they showed last night.
And you were supposed to play Glasgow. I believe that game's been postponed as of now. Is that going to be made up, do you know?
Yeah, as of right now, we're looking for a date that works for all the schools, really. I know they're playing a few games in Salisbury, the ones where they schools or the weather doesn't affect those schools, but I'm confident we're going to get that game in. We're kind of booked in January with three tournaments and playing 12 games, so if we get it in, it's probably going to be sometime in February for district play.
When you mentioned those three tournaments, one of those is the Lawson tournament. You'll participate in that next week, and you start off the tournament facing against Lawson. It should be a good matchup, but it's probably going to be pretty tough to go into their gym and their tournament and hopefully knock them off.
Lawson's a great tournament. There's a lot of good competition there. You know, a lot of our guys have experience playing in that tournament though, and we faced Lawson over the last couple of years, and we kind of know what they're going to do. They're going to play really aggressive defense. They're going to get out and guard you way past 3-point line and put pressure on the ball. And they have some good size. They like to get the ball inside. So I think it's a really good first round matchup for us. And you know, we're kind of looking forward to getting that next tournament rolling next week.
All right. Well, we look forward to talking to you next week and hearing how that tournament goes.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your coverage.